Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Listen to Sandy right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, I mean, our hearts and prayers go out there. I'm hearing, whether a tornado watch, some of you have sent me some information that Chicago O'Hare Airport is being completely evacuated. Where are you going to send those? You're going to tornado watch. And trying to get all those people out of there. How does that, I mean, seriously, how does that work? And I'm not trying to, I'm really not making fun of anybody. I'm just saying, you know, how does that actually work? How do you get that many people out of there? You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I thought I'd play a few clips from the Tucker Carlson, I don't know, what do you want to call it today? You know, from the Tucker Carlson town hall. And I think I said earlier, I love those. I love the way they do those. And the reason behind it is because it's more casual. And people don't really get it. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't... They're having a conversation. It's not really something they really understand, if you would. Yeah, they don't look at it as a forum, as a normal forum. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Take a listen. I like it. I like everything he did today. And you know what? I am a fan of his, but not over-the-top fan. Take a listen.
Then how many COVID shots did you take, and how do you feel about it now, in retrospect?
How many COVID shots did you take?
Zero.
Yeah, you know, it, listen to that again, because it's
then
amazing.
How many COVID shots did you take, and how do you feel about it now, in retrospect?
How many COVID shots did you take?
Zero.
What do you get to? What do you get to ask the commentator for questions? Right, the questions are all have, you know. Again, you're there to answer the questions. We used to call that deflecting. If you take a good parenting class, that's exactly what they call it. They call it deflection. So you don't answer the. It's easy. You don't answer the question, and the way you don't answer the question, frankly and honestly, is by simply asking almost the same question back. How does that fix anything? No, in all seriousness, how does that fix anything? And then you have Nikki Haley, you know, the other one that wants to become president. And you have to do the same thing here. You have to ask the same question. Right? What do you know? What do you want to know? Here, listen to the question. Listen.
Mechanical question. It's not a trick question. It's just like the mechanics of it, something you're thinking about since you're running. I don't think anyone would say Joe Biden was a great candidate.
No.
Didn't campaign.
He didn't campaign at all.
He was not a figure who commanded respect among Democrats. They made fun of him. I'm not attacking the guy, but that's true.
Right.
Nobody in Washington said, I want my kid to grow up to be Joe Biden. And yet, at the end, he's got 81 million votes. 15 million more than Barack Obama, who, whatever you think of him, was a very talented politician and, I think, smart. So, like, how did he do that? And what can we learn from that?
Well, what you can learn from it is what we did in South Carolina. I said in South Carolina, if you've got to show picture ID to buy Sudafed, if you've got to show picture ID to get on a plane, you should have to show picture ID to protect the integrity of the election process.
So,
you know, and we have to make sure election integrity is something we don't ever stop. You have to continue over and over. We've had some states who've done some great things and they've put voter ID in place and that's been great. We still have some other states who haven't done anything and we need to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to. I mean, we saw during COVID a lot of people, a lot of secretaries of state changed rules without getting state legislative support. We saw a lot of that happening. We saw a lot of mail-out balloting. We've got to make sure we continue to fight to make sure we have integrity in the election process. Because I saw at the United Nations, you never, when you have your people lose faith in an election system, that's the first crack of a country falling apart. We have to keep fighting for this. We have to make sure we get it done.
Yes. So when I asked about the 81 million votes, you immediately said things I think I agree with about election integrity.
Yeah.
So are you suggesting that that last election, it sounds like you're saying you don't think it was on the level.
Are you talking about the presidential?
That's correct, the presidential.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we all know that there were irregularities in there and that there were some issues that happened. We know that there was mail-out balloting that shouldn't have happened. Do I think that changed the results of the election? No, I mean, I think President Biden ended up winning the election. But I think at the end of the day, it showed we've got a lot of work to do in terms of election integrity.
So you mentioned mail-in ballots. Would you restrict that if you're a president?
Yeah, I don't.
You know what? Again, I've said this over and over and over again. The bottom line with it is that they've now counted or they've now looked at over, what was it, 3.5 million votes countrywide that should not have been counted, that were problematic at best. And I still don't know why we don't. I still don't know why we have a problem calling that stuff out. Okay, more of this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're playing some of the clips from Tucker Carlson's, I don't know, town hall today and at Breitbart. And quite interesting to hear some of the answers to some of these peoples. Mike Pence was asked, with all the aggravation we've had, why don't you just simply get rid of the electronic machine to go back to paper? I mean, we did it for years, and it worked for years. And it was much more, look at, I said, as you go back to the early days, I was saying this from day one. I've been a computer for 20 years, almost 30 years, and no way. There's no way I would trust it to this. Take a listen.
It's the first state to do this. I'm somebody that believes that you ought to be required to give a picture ID.
Of course.
We have voter ID in every state in America. But with regard to voting machines, I would tell you we had them in Indiana, but they, in Indiana and elsewhere, they produce paper ballots. Recounts were taken in states around the country. And I think it's absolutely essential that we do everything in our power to restore public confidence in the one person, one vote principle at the heart of this republic.
Why not just get rid of electronic voting machines and call it a day, and then we don't have to debate it?
Well, I would certainly be open to that.
Is there a downside?
but what I believe, Tucker, is that states govern elections. States ought to conduct our elections. In fact, our founding fathers debated this at the Constitutional Convention.
Yeah, but again, let's get down to the bottom line with is when we had paper ballots. It's interesting how we were able to count them, right? We knew the results of an election. Well, the same day for all intents and purposes, right? Within, I don't know, a couple of hours of the last voting state. And now we can't get anything. It takes days to get a result from these people. Anybody else think that that's okay? Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it's just interesting, over and over and over again, that no matter what happens with this stuff, no matter, you know, it's frustrating to me. No matter what issues we see when it comes to, you know, to the voting and the way we're doing it, nobody wants to make any change. They talk it. See, this is why I think Trump has such a good chance. You can say what you want about him. You can hate him all you want. But you know what the bottom line with it is? He's one of the only candidates that ever did what he said he was going to do. I mean, just take something as stupid as moving the embassy to Jerusalem. Which is exactly what he said he would do. And he did it. And you know what happened? The Dems were up in arms. They were teed off to no end about it. It made no sense, did it? Wait a minute. You campaigned on it. You told people you're doing it. You did it. Now they're mad? There's an expectation that you're going to lie. Take a listen. Actually, don't take a listen. Don't you love it when I do that? I don't. Anyway, here we go.
And I believe that it is in the interest of the United States of America to continue to give the Ukrainian military the resources that they need to repel the Russian invasion and restore their sovereignty.
Would you, may I ask?
And I believe that it is in the...
Did you hear that boo? The man got booed. Right? I mean, it was that simple. And he got booed because, Oh, so even our people, they're so out of touch with reality. They're so out of touch with the American people and where we want to be and how we don't want to be in every war on the planet. Look, I get that sometimes we've got to be for lack of a better term, we've got to be like the planet police. I'm not saying I want to be. I'm just saying there's times where it is for the safety not only of our nation, but the world as a whole. Can we just be honest about it? There's a lot of blood, I don't know what that is, a lot of bad players out there. A lot of players that would use some of these other countries, some of these other areas, as jump-off points to come here to this country. Look at what you're seeing happen at the border right now. Because nobody's afraid of us. Nobody. Anyway... You know what? Here's another bad moment for Mike Pence. That poor guy, he's taking a beating. Take a listen.
Military support. Make no mistake about this. We promised them 33 Abrams tanks in January.
Yes, we did.
Again, 2 weeks ago in Ukraine, they still don't have them. We've been telling them we'll train their F-16 pilots, but now they're saying maybe January we'll let somebody transfer some jets.
I'm sorry, Mr. Vice President. Have you? I know you're running for president.
You are distressed
that the Ukrainians don't have enough American tanks. Every city in the United States has become much worse over the past 3 years.
Yeah.
Drive around. There's not one city that's gotten better in the United States.
Right.
And it's visible. Our economy has degraded. The suicide rate has jumped. Public filth and disorder and crime have exponentially increased. And yet, your concern is that the Ukrainians, a country most people can't find on a map, who've received tens of billions of U.S. tax dollars, don't have enough tanks.
Right.
I think it's a fair question to ask, like, where's the concern for the United States in that?
Well, it's not my concern. Tucker, I've heard that routine from you before, but that's not my concern. I'm running for president of the United States because I think this country's in a lot of trouble. I think Joe Biden has weakened America at home and abroad.
Didn't answer the question. Now, I know he's a nice guy, and people love him, and people think it's great, and, you know, people think he's a good Christian guy, good honest guy, blah, 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 blah. But he's weak. He didn't answer the question. He's right. We're spending billions and billions of dollars sending to Ukraine. Well, that's so Joey B and family can get a cut. What's it doing for us here at home? How is it helping us here at home? I'm not saying we don't do anything. You can't let this stuff go unchecked, if you would. But what about here at home? Making things right here at home.
And as President of the United States, we're going to restore law and order in our cities. We're going to secure our border. We're going to get this economy moving again. And we're going to make sure that we have men and women on our courts at every level that will stand for the right to life and defend all the God-given liberties enshrined in our Constitution. Anybody that says that we can't be the leader of the free world and solve our problems at home has a pretty small view of the greatest nation on earth.
Yeah, except that we don't do it. We waste a lot of money. Don't be seeing the host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It was the power of the grand jury that led to the Gilgo Beach murders arrest. That's according to the Suffolk County District Attorney who led the investigation.
D.A. Ray Tierney says investigators first identified 59-year-old Massapequa Park resident Rex Huerman as a suspect in March of 2022, noting how a task force tied it all together.
They all did the same thing for a living. They all advertised the same way.
He says hair connected to the married father of two was discovered on the bodies of three of the four women. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
The Biden administration's forgiving $39 billion in student debt for over 800,000 borrowers. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said Friday the debt relief is a result of fixes to the student loan system's income-driven repayment plans. Under those plans, borrowers get their remaining debt canceled after they have made payments for at least 20 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I am back. Joe Fatina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, again, some of you find Carlson to be a little more intense than others. And you know, the thing behind it is that, yeah, he is in your face. Not interested in excuses. And neither am I. I think that's fine. Really, I think what he's doing is fine. Now, I hear he's starting his own media company. We'll see how that goes, but whatever. I mean, like, because there's not enough of them, right? Anyway, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. You're not going to believe this. But Illinois was recently ranked as the number one in the second annual Religious Liberty in the State Index. It was released Thursday by the Center for Religion, Culture, and Democracy. Now, the ranking of how 50 states protect religious liberty by their residents through legislation-based results on 14 legal safeguards. So, based on the criteria, I can't believe Illinois came in first. Many states will find their results shocking. The only academic peer-reviewed objective index on religious freedom comparing the states to religious liberty in the states index released today. It's amazing. You ready for this? Let's see. I mean, I want to see if I really believe this. I'd like to see the actual questions, really. Now, Illinois scored at 85%, which I think is, you know, again, why can't we get close to 100? What were they looking for? So, Illinois, number one. South Carolina, number two. New Mexico, number three. Mississippi is fourth. Ohio is fifth. Let me see. If California isn't the last one in the list, I don't know if I'd believe it. Well, close. So you got 48th California, 49th New Hampshire, and 50th is West Virginia. Now, let's see, New York, number 46, of course. and then New Jersey has done. It's really funny. If you go back and look at these state constitutions of those particular states, you know, New Jersey, New York, they got God all over them. And now they make it almost impossible. I wonder if they actually changed the Constitution or they do what they always do. Which is, they decide it needs to be changed, end of discussion, they pass a law, do nothing about it from a constitutional standpoint for each one of those states. Right? You know, Scalia did a forum, where he spoke to a group of people. He talked about the Constitution. He talked about how, you know, Constitution, big whoop, what does that mean? Words on a piece of paper. And he went through a whole bunch of other countries that have constitutions too. Russia. He said, Russia's constitution is better than ours. Read it. They lay out what happens to you if you get in the way of somebody exercising their freedom of speech or freedom of religion or. And he goes through this whole conversation for about 10 minutes. And he finally says, here's the deal though. If you don't enforce it, it doesn't exist. And if you enforce it differently, then what? He said, in Russia, go ahead and try to exercise your freedom of speech. Try to exercise your religious freedom. And watch what happens. What he says and what he does are two different things. What they say and what they do are two different things. People came here because of the rule of law. They came here because they believed that everybody had a fair shake. And look what's happening now. It's not true anymore. Right? I mean, you got the Constitution. You have laws. But who's actually upholding them? You know, the joke, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I've always said the same thing. Who's going to put handcuffs on who? Who's going to do it? Even when Obama was breaking the law, nobody's going to walk in there and put handcuffs on the man. It's just not going to happen that way. And if you think it is, you're a little off, okay? By the way, I would like to do it, you know, on Fridays to kind of close some of these stories up. Secret Service, you know, they closed the Biden White House cocaine investigation. However, when asked, they interviewed no one. I mean, that simple. They interviewed actually no one. Now, according to the one story, the bag of cocaine was found in a blind spot for surveillance cameras. When you read another story, there was no surveillance camera in the area. So which is it? Just curious. They claim they've narrowed down about 500 potential culprits. What if that was anthrax? I mean, would they be as flippant about it? It's just amazing to me. So, again, because it's probably, unlike them, I'm not going to go ahead and jump all over and say, yes, it was Hunter. Because it probably was Hunter Biden. Nothing's going to happen. And you know what this does? This gives him more power, more of a reason just to be like his dad and totally ignore the law. That's right, Biden again. The Biden regime forgave the student loans to hundreds of thousands of borrowers. This is 2 weeks. See, they're really good at this. All right? We're not. We're terrible at it. But the Biden Education Department announced it would automatically forgive student loans to hundreds of thousands of followers despite a Supreme Court ruling. Right? Striking down another student loan scheme just 2 weeks ago. The ABC is reporting that the Education Department announced Friday that they're forgiving debts of 804,000 borrowers to supposedly fix what they called administrative failures, which I don't even know what that means. These borrowers are individuals who have been paying their loans back through income-driven repayment plans. This allows debts to be forgiven once they've been paid for 20 to 25 years. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said in a statement that these borrowers would be getting the forgiveness they deserve. Really? They took the loan out, not me. right? You froze payments for what, 3 years? Do they get added back on there, you know, for corona or whatever, COVID? Do they get, I'm just curious. Do they get extended out? Why are we getting stuck with them? And far, far too long, borrowers fell through the cracks of a broken system, they say, that failed to keep accurate track of their progress toward forgiveness. By fixing past administrative failures, we're ensuring everyone gets the forgiveness they deserve. Why do they? Can I ask that question? Why do they deserve to get forgiveness for a loan that they took out that they agreed to pay back? I'm just trying to understand. Almost $40 billion that you and I are going to pick the tab up for. Now, the new plan is part of previous fixes to other programs. The Biden administration believes that, you know, we're failing borrowers. Now, the news says that this includes the $45 billion of people enrolled in public service loan forgivenesses who weren't getting debt relief. $22 billion of borrowers who were defrauded by for-profit colleges. They decided to go there. I mean, what are you looking at? 40, there's 100, 40, 80, 85. God, $107 billion in forgiveness? And you're stuck with that. I'm stuck with that. Now, the move, I mean, the Education Department, this is audacious, considering the Supreme Court struck down Joe Biden's lawless program to cancel debt to begin with. They would not have the ability to do that. The program would have canceled, what, $10,000 worth of loans for most student borrowers, $20,000 for Pell Grant recipients. Now, no word yet on whether the Biden's newest student loan debt relief scheme will be challenged, and of course, it needs to be. We need to do what they do. There needs to be a constant challenge in court on these things. Seriously. God. All right, somebody just said me this on top. Apparently, some of the top Dems now are scrambling for a replacement for Joe Biden because they're saying he's not running. There's no way. Yeah, we'll talk about CNN's report. I mean, if CNN's reporting it, it may be real. I don't know. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
If you don't believe that that statement is even half true, you haven't been following the California legislature. Seriously. Really, they almost tanked, by big numbers, they almost tanked a law that would make it a felony to sell teenagers, well, I hope everybody, but to sell teenagers into sex slavery. And I'm sorry, but I find all that amazing. Then nobody really cares. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and frankly, just get involved. You know, I'm getting to the point where it's kind of like, just ruffle it up. Yeah, okay, I'll go in and I'll clean it up later, because we need to make as much noise as they do. CNN ran a report titled, "Slow Pace of Biden's Re-Election Campaign Feeds Democrats 2024 Anxiety." They go through and they detail the president's own party and how it's in disarray despite the 80-year-old Democrat already officially entering the race. And he's raised a boatload of money, right? Over $100 million total. The conversations keep happening. Quiet whispers on the sidelines. Text, emails, phone calls, right? Top Democrats, donors reach out to those seen as possible replacement candidates. They think they're ready. You know, they're urging people to make sure they're ready on the sideline to go. Despite what he said, despite the campaign that has been announced, President Joe Biden, they're feeling he won't actually be running for re-election. And they feel like his time is already run. I mean, remember I said to you, what was it, 4 months ago, 5 months ago? I told you. I said, look at the cracks that are happening. When you start seeing CNN and MSNBC not being totally 100% positive on Joey B, you know there's a problem. And they weren't. They were starting to crack. According to recent polls, 70% of Americans believe Biden shouldn't run for re-election. 70%. And despite the mainstream media trying to sideline Joe Biden challenger Robert Kennedy Jr., he has higher favorability than the president. I believe that. Like I said earlier with Sonia, I mean, he is very popular. The Kennedy family is still very popular. Now, Kennedy's gaining support among minority women and young people, all groups that Biden really can't afford to lose. Many wonder if California Governor Newsom or former First Lady Michelle Obama would be better picks in the lineup. Oh, my God, Newsom. Both of them, as a matter of fact. No, please, God, no. A person with a senior role in the Biden 2020 campaign told CNN that former President Trump could win 2024 if Biden team doesn't ramp up their efforts this summer. I got news for you. I don't think he can fix it. There is no way that Biden can, you know, fix where he's at. The Dems can fix where they're done. I mean, seriously. You know, a lot of my friends, hardcore Republicans, not only do they not think that Trump should run, but they don't want him to run. They don't think he can win. They think it's a problem. It's just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be informed. And Joe is showing signs of cracking, right? You've got, and Kamala Harris, oh, sweet Jesus, please no. She can't be the next president. Even people that I know in the Dem Party that were totally sold out to her are now saying the same thing I just said. Please, no. No way. Anyway, apparently she had another gaffe today, which shouldn't be surprising in any way, shape, or form, right? She had a gaffe-filled week, didn't she? The AI and a few other things. But it really was bad today when she appeared to be mistakenly calling for lowering population in order to provide cleaner air. Yeah, exactly. Right? You can only have cleaner air and drinking water if we get rid of people. Yeah, I mean, nothing to do with actually cleaning up the water. I mean, this is the same person this week that started screaming for more airplane bathrooms, because with everything going on in the country, that's one of the biggest problems we have, you know, airplane bathrooms. I don't know if you're aware of that. She went on to say, when we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce... Ready for this one? I wonder if she... do you think she hears this stuff in her head? I'm just curious, right? When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air, drink clean water. That was her speech to a crowd at Copenhagen State University in Baltimore. She seemingly meant to say pollution, but her office didn't immediately respond and say anything. They didn't come out to clean it up. Now remember, this was just days after that gaffe with the artificial intelligence. Did anybody else cringe when she said, you know, artificial intelligence, it's two letters. Like, oh, God, thank you. She said, I think the first part of the issue that we should articulate is AI is kind of a fancy thing. No, it's not. It's a cutting-edge technology that I am not for, but first of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence. But ultimately, what is it? It's about machine learning. Well, I feel safe about that, don't you? I mean, now you've got generals saying they do not want, in any way, shape, manner, or form, they do not want AI to be used in any kind of nuclear launches, nuclear over nothing. They're very afraid of it. As well they should be. At least I think they should be. Anyway. Oh, here we go. This is good. Moving to Houston. All right, guys, you need to know this. Houston health officials reporting a syphilis outbreak. It's a 128% spike in cases among women. That's right. Houston health officials are warning residents of a syphilis outbreak that's responsible for 128% of new cases in women. The health department said it had also led to a ninefold rise in congenital syphilis in Houston. Statistics indicate that new infections rose 57% in 2019. Wow. The number of cases among women totaled almost 700, which is up from 295. 295. My God. I can't even imagine. You know, the department said Thursday it would launch a rapid outreach response to address the issue, including increasing screening opportunities, targeted hotspots, mobilizing. Well, what is this about? How is it happening? It's crucial for pregnant women to seek prenatal care and syphilis testing to protect themselves from an infection that can result in the death of their babies. The Deputy Assistant Director in the Department's Bureau of HIV STI that a pregnant woman needs to get tested for syphilis three times during her pregnancy. The department is waiving all clinical fees. Oh, gee, that's nice. Yeah, but what does syphilis come from? I'm asking, not trying to be a jerk. Didn't Al Capone, come on you guys, you're smarter than I am. Didn't Al Capone die of syphilis? Right? Untreated, you know, during pregnancy, anyway, they can result in stillbirth or baby's death soon after birth. Notably, those with syphilis also are increased risk for HIV. I thought we had beat this. I thought this was gone, right? Anyway, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732. 5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation. All right, this is the one I know they've been chomping at in the chat room for me to get to. The ex-State Department COVID investigator calls newly unredacted Fauci communications an extensive cover-up. That's right. You know, really. We know that Fauci was a fraud. We know that Fauci was lying to us. We know that Fauci is not a good man. All the way back to the days of the HIV breakout, right? He gave misinformation back then, but everybody seemed to forget about that. A newly unredacted misinformation from Dr. Fauci suggests the COVID-19 pandemic may have been grounded in a gain-of-function research. Right? And the positive of the extensive cover-up that came along with it is the emails and the text messages they've now found. Martha McCallum's team on the story, they went deep into the messaging from Fauci. And this was a tip that they got. And what they uncovered was just amazing. You should check it out as well. We'll talk about this more next week. Joe Bassini, your host. Really, God bless, guys. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me on Monday. I'll probably have a lot more then. Anyway, God bless. Have a great weekend.